Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Channel 94.1, good morning. Sologenic, photogenic, shoot. All right, 938-9400, that's how you jump into the show. Welcome to Monday. What a crazy weekend full of storms and disaster.
Wow. Yeah, but we're blessed, I guess.
Absolutely.
No loss of life. There were, people that lost their lives in Oklahoma and Iowa. We were obviously so lucky. It's amazing.
That is really a blessing.
I know. Just the amount of damage that has happened. There was somebody who couldn't leave their bed because of health issues, and they were on the upper floor. So the wife and I believe the daughter had to jump on top of them, and that roof got taken. I was like, oh, my God. Just the experiences of that alone, and these stories are just insane. Tomorrow we have more storms headed this way, apparently, so I guess we'll see. We're going to get to what's trending, though. Molly, what's coming up there?
Yeah, we'll give you some updates about the recovery in the area and also let you know they really want people to make sure that they're up to date on their tetanus shots.
Okay, so we'll get to that
all
next.
The cleanup, you're going to be poking yourself with a dirty nail.
Yep. Oh, all right, we'll get to those details next.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
Cleanup continues after several tornadoes hit the area over the weekend. Friday, it was, my goodness, all hands on deck, everybody. The governor of Nebraska has issued an emergency declaration for Douglas, Lancaster, and Washington counties. So basically, the governor's emergency fund is available for assistance for all the people, hundreds of homes damaged or destroyed.
We didn't have any fatalities.
No. Nope.
And just a few injuries, which was incredible. Like, we're very lucky.
Yeah, very, very lucky. As the cleanup effort continues, the Douglas County Health Department is working to protect the volunteers and the families that are doing the cleanup. Tetanus is something that can really, it's pretty serious. And with this cleanup effort, all it takes is like a scrape or a poke. And if you're not up to date on your vaccine, you're in risk.
I think they're giving people tetanus shots now. They're offering them.
Yeah, they're free. Up free.
At the areas where people are, gathering for cleanup.
So we've got tetanus vaccine clinics going on at in Elkhorn at the Common Ground Community Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. through this Thursday. So basically, if children ages 18 and younger need to have a parent or guardian with them to get the vaccine, but they say if you haven't, like vaccines, like the tetanus shot, you're supposed to get every 10 years, but they're like, if you have a scrape or if you have something and it's been 5 years, go ahead and get a booster.
The shot, people get excited.
Yeah.
More shots.
Yeah, we got a lot of them.
Have you
guys caught up on your tetanus? I don't even know.
I am.
I think I got one when I was a kid after I got bit by a dog.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
When we were kids, we stepped on nails all the time. I don't know. It just seems like there were nails always.
Yeah. I don't know what it was.
And you'd have to get a tetanus shot.
Yeah.
So. I had to get one when I was pregnant, and then they keep you up to date. I don't know if it's just my proximity to children, but they're like, this could just happen. Nails just follow children around or something. But I'm up to date on tetanus. It's that shot that you get in your arm.
Yeah.
And you just...
The shot is not as bad as the nail.
Right.
Remember, you're a kid, you're always barefoot.
Oh, my God.
And you're in the middle of a joyous moment, and all of a sudden, pain.
Yeah.
You look down, and you just stepped on a nail.
And you got to pull it out.
Yep.
Oh, my God, that's hard.
Why is that?
Why is
what? I don't think I could handle that pain today. I think I'd probably fall over and die. And it probably happened 10 times when I was a kid.
You're just pulling something out of your foot?
It'd be like a nail going through a piece of wood. Uh-huh. It'd be attached to something, and it always had like an elbow hook to it, and it was rusty. And you stepped on that sucker, and it went deep.
Yes. I would probably roll over and die, too.
I don't think I could handle
it. If I had to pull it out.
Right? I can't do it. So tetanus shots, Common Ground Community Center, It's 1701 Veterans Drive in Elkhorn. So that's where you can get free tetanus shots if you want to just make sure that you're up to date. Mother's Day, 2 weeks away.
Is it really?
Yeah. 2 weeks from yesterday. So,
Mom, I got you a tetanus shot.
Right. Free. Got a tetanus shot. Actually, that would be a great gift if my kids were like,
what does mom want? What do moms want for Mother's Day?
I mean, it depends on the mom, but they're talking about the National Retail Federation always likes to look at how people are going to be spending, and it's expected to be a near record $33.5 billion this Mother's Day.
Why?
Number is second highest since they started at, taking, like
how do they know? How do they know? They're futurists? Mother's Day spending futurists.
This is their whole bread and butter. The National Retail Federation is the one that always
their
keeps
whole
an eye
bread
on
bread and butter.
That's what they do, you guys. So why? Why?
This is just.
It just costs more, maybe?
Last year was the record. It was $35.7
billion. Billion dollars.
Billion.
What are these? Dinners, cards, you know,
jewelry, outings, electronics, flowers. The average sum a person is expected to spend on mama is a little over $250. And which, I mean, that would be an absolute windfall in my family. I mean,
how much is wasted on cards? Because think about that. What wasted. You want to break down what wasted spending is. I mean, I know you meant well, but my God, what are they, $7?
Yeah, dude, they have gone up. I don't know why.
For a card that
goes right into the garbage.
Right in the garbage.
You know,
especially if you don't write anything in it. If you just like basically sign like love Jeff, like, I mean, it's.
Thanks for having me. Love Jeff.
Right. But like if you write a note in it, then it's worth keeping. Like if somebody like really takes the time to like write their mom, like, hey, this is, you know, basically like kind of like a love letter. That thing's going right in the
junk drawer.
Box. No, I have a whole box of memory stuff.
Do you really? How often do you open it up? Never.
I go through it every once in a while.
No, you don't.
When you're feeling like a little nostalgic. Oh, my gosh. It's so cute. Like their little handwriting and stuff like that. It cracks me up.
You sound like an old lady right now.
Yeah, she does.
Back when they're just so sweet, now they're just preteens.
Yeah.
It's a whole different rodeo. It's a whole different.
Why don't we give them money? I feel like we should be giving our moms money. They gave us
money
in our card. Remember, if there wasn't money in it, you were like, you're shaking it. Like,
isn't that funny?
Like, I'm sorry, is this card broken? Because nothing fell out of it.
Yeah, why they should be giving our parents money at this point?
Amazon gift card.
Yeah, just something.
How about just chipping in on what you're costing us? I mean, I don't need money, but how about if you're like, I will pay for my cell phone? I'd be like, oh my God, it's the best Mother's Day gift ever.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Are they? Do they have cell phones yet?
Declan just got one.
Oh, he did?
Because he's going to high school next year. Oh. And so everyone had told us, like, get it before they go into high school so you can kind of hammer out all the the rules.
That's well done, Molly. You waited that long to get him a phone.
Yeah, we waited. And I mean, and now, of course, it's the monkey see, monkey do effect. Uh-huh. Like the little sister is all like, well, he has a phone. I'm like, yeah, ask him how long he waited for it. Bye.
Is it a smartphone?
It is.
Okay, so he's going to be looking down like all of us.
You know, I'm a Verizon customer, and they just hammer you with like, if you add a new line, we'll give you the moon. I mean, like they basically, I mean, he's got a better phone than anybody in the house because it was free just for adding a new line. Like they're like, mm-hmm. We don't care about the technology. We just want to get you hooked.
Yeah.
They're drug dealers.
Yeah.
You feel bad that you just hooked your son? He'll never be the same.
I don't know what to do because
put it in his arm.
You didn't have to get him a smart one. You could have just got him a dumb phone.
Yeah, but then he'd be the weird kid.
I'd have to pay for that. Like, I mean, that's the thing is that it is one of those things where it's like, if I wanted to just get him a flip phone, they'd be like, all right, well, you got to buy that. You know, I mean, as opposed to like, we'll give you the iPhone 27 with 350 million gigabytes.
So he's got a nicer phone than you. Wow,
yes.
That sucks.
It's hysterical. But you know what the thing is?
Why didn't you take that phone and give him your old phone?
Because you have to add a new line.
So?
You have to add a new line to that phone.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
See what I'm saying? I'm not switching my phone number just so I can have an iPhone whatever. I mean, I don't care. I like my phone. It's fine. What's crazy is they bother you for forever for this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how often I'm like, do you have your phone with you? Like, we're going someplace. He's like, no. Like, he never brings it anywhere.
How long has he had this phone?
Like, 3 months. Got it the beginning of the year.
Okay.
And I mean, seriously, like, I'm like, I told you, like, how am I supposed to?
Molly's pushing it on him. Hear this, Jeff? She's like, where's your phone?
No, like,
Bring your phone.
No, I'll be taking him. Like, I took him someplace. He had to take a placement test. And I'm like, you need to text me when you're done. Like, they'll take your phone, but like, you're
okay.
supposed to text me when you're done so I know when to pick you up. And he's like, oh, I didn't bring it. I'm
like, oh. Well, he's just sort of, he's in that dumb boy.
Yeah,
he's
at
the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean,
all
it's
right.
just in that absent-minded professor, like, what?
Big Party Show! Channel 94.1, good morning. That's music from Madison Beer called Make You Mine, and you're listening to the Big Party Show.
I hear a little bit of that. I'm blue, da 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 da. You know, that end there? That
yes. I do too. Yeah, that's new music, though. All right, so the tornado this weekend, you guys see the airport. There was actually a plane. That had just landed, and so they were kind of stuck on that tarmac. Did you see that story? Oh, my God.
Filmed out the window.
Yes.
Terrifying.
And just started praying. There. Yeah, just start, all these stories are just crazy. And again, no fatalities, which is great. Just now
here in Nebraska, yeah.
Now it's just cleaning, right? I mean, cleaning
we got lucky.
So, I guess,
live right down the street from Rusty Lord, so I was watching the coverage like, well, I'm staying. Well, if he's staying.
Yeah. I got worried.
I mean, when Rusty was saying, go in your basement, I'm like, well, what are we doing, buddy?
Are you going in the basement, Rusty?
Dan, or I mean, I'm just surrounded by windows.
Yes, you are. I mean, I panicked when I saw it was heading your direction. I shot you a text. I was like, it's headed your way. I mean,
it's so bizarre though to watch the news and their phone goes off when your phone goes off, right?
Yeah.
The weather people's, you know, you hear it live on the news, all of their phones.
Oh, okay.
Going off. You know, he kept saying that. All of our phones are going off. And I'm like, I know, Rusty, what are we doing? Are we staying or going?
So you never even thought about going downstairs in the
basement?
Well,
because I could see the wind outside. It wasn't there.
Yeah.
It skirted us.
Wow.
It looked dark, but it was weird. We didn't get weird weather in Midtown until...
All I got him
after it blew through, but I'm watching it live on TV. So the one that hit the airport just went right south of the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And then you knew it was going to hop the river. That's what they always do. They hop the river, and once they do, we're good.
Yeah, that's exactly what
now
they do.
Now it belongs to Council Bluffs.
Yeah, I mean, all I got was hail, and then just a downpour. The whole backyard was like a lake. It just flooded. That's all I got.
You said it was sizable hail.
Yeah, it was quick, too. Yeah, that's it. Nothing too insane, not like everybody else. Because originally it was headed kind of towards the Gretna-Millard area, but then it turned to Elkhorn. And I felt a moment of panic. Like, when should I go downstairs? Panic. So I walked outside just to see the distance because it kept, you know, they're spot on, man. They were like 45 minutes, it'll be where you're at is what kind of where they were giving us the time.
How were the pups during everything?
They're fine. They're absolutely fine. And that's another thing. So many people lost animals that, you know, the Humane Society and also that Lost Pets of Omaha on Facebook. If you go there, you'll see a lot of people had taken pictures and videos of pets that are out running around, mostly cats.
Well, how about all the pets that they found in the wreckage that were okay?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Know, those were miraculous kind of stories where they're like, where's the dog? And the dog is, you know.
Yeah.
Covered in wreckage, but it's fine.
Mm-hmm. And the amount of cats that are running around out there, I was like, good Lord, you guys survived.
How many lives did it take?
Yeah, I guess I never thought about the nine lives thing, but...
They're like, I'm down a couple, but I'm here, still swinging.
How scary for an animal. It's like, geez. But yeah,
my brother took a clip out west of all the frogs were crowing right after the tornado went through. It was weird.
Really? Like the frogs were like, oh my gosh, like they got really
just
vocal?
It's just a chorus of them.
Really?
You know, I'm sure animals must react to it on some level. Like the,
sure.
The birds, they were,
you know, they probably feel the air pressure
drop.
And they were all going bananas right after it had rolled through.
Yeah, because I had noticed the big flock of birds. It's like they didn't know where to go after that. Jeez, what
the trees. Crazy like, they're like, I mean, trees probably wouldn't be the best place to be right now.
So, I mean, the last big one we had was there was the Hallam tornado down in Lincoln in the early 2000s. There was the tornado of 75. This has got to be bigger than.
The size of the tornado that was out in Elkhorn, I couldn't believe the size. I've only seen things like that in movies.
Yeah.
You know.
One of the reports that I, initial reports, because they haven't released all of the information yet, but they were talking about possibly an EF3 being one of the ones that came.
Yeah.
Which surprised everybody, because initially they thought it was an F5. They still got to look at damage.
Exactly.
It's wind speed and damage. Remember, a lot about a tornado is like a tree falling in the wilderness. Did it hit anything?
Yeah, because I recall Rusty Lord saying the wind was 200 miles an hour at one given point. I know the one down in Tulsa was an F3. That's for sure. Yeah, but I guess, I don't know. So that's how they tell. They go and look at all the damage.
Yeah, it's after the fact. They look at wind speeds and then
scale is.
Okay.
Damage.
And then damage. And how widespread the damage is. So they look at, like, the wind speeds, the damage, like, how much damage was done, and, like, how spread out it was.
So I guess we'll find out later. All right, 938-9400. Want to jump in? Yeah, feel free to. We got what's trending coming up next, though, Molly?
Well, if you're looking to get out of town, there is a new survey that ranked the best cities for tourism, marijuana tourism.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.